الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. أما بعد, we continue our readings in the treatise of the great Imam, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the treatise Al-Usul al-Sitta al-Azima, the six mighty or the six great principles. We began reading in our previous class the fifth principle, Al-Asr al-Khamis, and it is from the statement of the author, بَيَانُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانُهُ لِأَوْلِيَاءِ اللَّهِ وَتَفْرِيقُهُ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْمُتَشَابِهِينَ بِهِمْ مِنْ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْفُجَّارِ. This principle, the author he mentioned, is the clarification of Allah. Allah's clarification, glorified is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the awliya of Allah, and His distinguished separation between them and those who imitate them from Allah's enemies, the hypocrites and the wicked and evil ones. So this particular principle is with regards to the clarification and the true understanding of al-wilaya. The wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is a true wali. Because this issue has become misunderstood in the case of many Muslims. And we see that in many lands, Muslim lands, we will find individuals who are evil and wicked, and they don't pray, and they leave off the salat. And if somebody questions them, why does so-and-so not pray? They say, oh, he's a wali from the awliya of Allah. He's a wali. He doesn't have to pray anymore. Some of them, they believe that they reach a status. They reach a status in the deen that is so high, they don't have to pray anymore. And the obligations and the takalif and the accountability is lifted from them. And they don't have to fast. And the likes like this, and this has become widespread amongst some Muslims in some Muslim lands particularly. This idea of the awliya of Allah, of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even it has become misunderstood to the extent that some of the evil ulama, they have written books, and they have mentioned whenever one reaches a high status, so they say, in their deen, they don't have to worship Allah anymore. So they leave off the salat, as I mentioned, and the fasting. Likewise, and they leave off the hajj. And they say that they don't have to make hajj anymore, and that you don't make hajj around the bayt. And that really the house, it makes, tawaf around the bayt, around the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather the house, it goes and makes tawaf around the awliya. Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentioned this. This is from their kharafa that they have, and their folklore, made up stories that they ascribe to the deen. Even Shaykh Abdul Razak, he mentioned, even they have in their books of fiqh, some of the Sufiyyah, the extreme Sufiyyah, and their books of fiqh, they have the issue of what, where would one pray if the Kaaba leaves its place and goes to make tawaf around the awliya, the graves of the awliya. Which way would the Muslims face at this time if one found that this was the case? And they mentioned that in their books, in some of their books, he's narrating from their books that their ulama, they have differed about this. Two statements. One of them says that you face the same direction as the Kaaba as if it was there. And the other statement from the ulama is that no, you have to strive hard to find out where it is, the direction of the Kaaba. Which direction did it go? Did it go to Hind to make tawaf around the awliya of Hind? Or in this direction to make tawaf around the awliya? This is in their books of fiqh. Na'udhu billah min al-dhalal. So these people, they have become, some people have been tricked and deceived by them. And in even believing in these things, and these stories, and this folklore, this made up, issues and the likes like this, and then ascribing to some of the most evil and wicked people that they're from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. People who do not pray anymore, people who leave off the salah, they claim he's a wali from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they go to the extent they ask him, for example, they'll come to them and he doesn't pray. They want him, spit on me, for a cure. Like this, akramakum Allah. Some of them, they go even worse than that. Drinking yani the urine, akramakum Allah, of their shaykh. Of their evil. This is the extent that because they have become misguided from the misguided ulama. And likewise, they have become misguided understanding who are the awliya, the true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He has awliya. Awliya ar-Rahman. And there's also awliya of shaytan. The awliya of shaytan. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a book clarifying this. He wrote a book about this. It's a book entitled Al-Furqan Bayna Awliya ar-Rahman wa Awliya ash-Shaytan. The criterion, any dividing factor, deciding factor between the awliya of ar-Rahman and the awliya of ash-Shaytan. So we see that understanding this issue is very important. And the case of al-wilaya, this is something that every Muslim should strive for and hope for. And to be a wali from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, they're the ones that Allah has mentioned, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They're the ones that have no fear on them, and nor do they have any grief. They're the ones, the awliya, they're the ones who Allah loves from His servants. The greatest of the awliya are the prophets and the messengers. But the awliya, they are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves them. And He guides them. And He directs them. And He protects them. And He makes the good easy for them. And He removes the harm from them. These are the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, before that, with regards to this, the Imam Shafi'i, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, so that to pay attention. And because some people, they claim that the awliya, as I mentioned, there are these evil and wicked people. Some of them, they worship jinns. Some of them, they'll be involved in magic. And the likes like this. The statement of, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. In his book, Al-Furqan, Bayna awliya al-Rahman wa awliya al-Shaytan, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he clarified what is al-wilaya and who is a wali. So, the question is, what is the meaning of al-wilaya? Al-wilaya. And who is a true wali? The awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. The author, he is indicating here and directing us again to ponder over the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and to think about His verses and to find, and that one will be able to find the attributes of the true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal in these verses and in His book, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned in the beginning of this book, Al-Furqan, he said, Al-Wilayat wa Dhiddu Al-Adawa. That Al-Wilaya, the meaning of Al-Wilaya, it is the opposite of Al-Adawa. Al-Adawa is enmity and hatred, and animosity and rancor. Enmity. So then the opposite of that is what? What's the opposite of enmity? Al-Wilaya. Huh? Love. Naam, ahsant. Love and affection. Naam, he said, wa aslu wilaya al-mahabba. And the fundamental understanding of this word al-wilaya, it is love. Al-mahabbatu wal-qurb. Al-mahabbatu wal-qurb. So, then al-wilaya, it is the understanding or the original understanding or the fundamental principle with regards to the true wilaya, it is love and nearness. Al-mahabbatu wal-qurb. He said, wa aslu al-adawati al-bughdu wal-bu'd. And the fundamental principle with regards to enmity, al-adawa, it is animosity, or it is hatred, and also being far away, distance from. So then al-wilaya, it has the understanding of love. And this is the fundamental issue with regards to the true wilaya. The one who is the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the one who Allah loves him, and he loves Allah. Now, I mean, this is an easy claim. And every Muslim would make this claim. And some of the ulama, they have mentioned, in general, anyone who is a Muslim, he has a portion of this wilaya, the general wilaya, that Allah has guided him. And this love from Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide him to Islam in general. But the specific wilaya, this is what is intended here, the specific wilaya of and being near to Allah Azza wa Jalla and being from those beloved ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided to the straight path. and made firm upon the straight path, and opened the doors of goodness for them, and made it easy for them to achieve the good, and to stay away from the evil. The true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the ones who have the high rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the intent here, the special ones, from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from the people. This has been narrated in the narration in Sunan Abi Dawood, an authentic narration with the clarification of love and hating for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So then again, al-wilaya, this issue is going to go back to al-wala, wal-bara. And this is a fundamental principle in the deen, al-wala wal-bara, loving for the sake of Allah and loving what Allah loves, and loving whom Allah loves, and disliking for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and disliking what Allah dislikes, and disliking whom Allah dislikes. Naam? So there's a narration in Sunan Abi Dawood from the Haditha Abi Umamah radiyallahu anhu that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنَ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever loves for the sake of Allah and he hates for the sake of Allah and he gives for the sake of Allah and he prohibits for the sake of Allah, then he has completed the iman. And this is the one, the iman is not complete until this is the case. And this is the one that has completed the iman. In one narration, it has come, وَأَنْكَحَ لِلَّهِ, and he also married for the sake of Allah. And he giving in marriage, or he takes in marriage like this, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani the issue is loving Allah, truly. And this is whenever a person, he will love what Allah loves, and love who Allah loves. And this will cause him to do what Allah loves, and to say what Allah loves, and to act in the manner that Allah loves. And likewise, when one dislikes what Allah dislikes, and whom Allah dislikes, then likewise this will cause him to stay away from that entirely, whenever it is complete. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, then he has completed his iman. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned with this regards, mentioning that Awliya'ullahi humu ladina amanu bihi wa walawhu. They are the ones who believe in him, and they have taken allegiance to him. They have the wala for him. Wa walawhu. He says, so what is what would this bring about? He says, فَأَحَبُّ مَا يُحِبُّ. So they love what he loves. وَأَبْغَضُ مَا يُبْغِضُ, and they dislike what he dislikes. وَرَضُوا بِمَا يَرْضَى, and they're pleased with what he's pleased with. وَسَخِطُوا بِمَا يَسْخَطُ, and they are upset and angry with what he is upset and angry with, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, وَأَمَرُوا بِمَا يَأْمُرُ وَنَهَوْ عَمَّا يَنْهَى, and that they command with what he commands, and they prohibit what he prohibits. وَأَعْطَوْ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُعْطَى وَمَنَعُوا مَنْ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُمْنَعَ, and they give to the one that Allah loves that is given to, and they prohibit from giving to the one that Allah that Allah loves that he should not be given. So this is the case. They love what Allah loves, and they love whom Allah loves, and they dislike what Allah dislikes and whom Allah dislikes. And they give to whom Allah loves to be given to. And they prohibit from those who Allah dislikes that they should be given. They don't give to them. Naam? For example, does Allah Azza wa Jalla love the innovators and the innovations and his deen? Of course not. So then giving to a masjid that is established upon innovation, then this is not, the one would prohibit himself here and would not give. Rather, he would give to the masjid that is upon the sunnah and calling to the sunnah and establishing the tawheed and the da'wah, as-salafiyyah, as-sahihah. As for the other issue where they're calling to innovation or calling to misguidance or to fitna and the likes like this, then he would prohibit and he wouldn't give to them because Allah does not like the situation. So he gives for the sake of Allah and to whom Allah loves to be given to, and prohibits likewise. This is the case for the wali, the true wali. This is his attribute and this is his characteristic. The author, he mentioned that it's sufficient for this, or what will suffice in this clarification. He says, وَيَكْفِي فِي هَذَا آيَةٌ في سورة آل عمران، وهي قوله قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. He said, and it will suffice a verse, and it suffices in his clarification a verse from Surah Ali Imran. And it is the statement of Allah the Most High. Say, يعني مين يقول يا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily, if you love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and then verily Allah will love you. So then this is the one who claims to be a wali, and he claims to love Allah, and he claims even that Allah loves him. What is the number one criterion, first and foremost? Does he follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If he claims that he's from the awliya, or from the wali, from the awliya of Allah azza wa jalla, that he is a wali, or he claims that he loves Allah, or he goes even further and claims that Allah loves him, then we look into his case, and we look into his situation. Is he following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he upon tawheed, and is he upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the case, and this is the criterion. Because there are those, as I mentioned, that claim that they're from the awliya. And a true wali, he would never claim that he's a wali. A true wali, he would never claim for himself a wilay. And even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a kiramat to happen to him, amazing affairs that are unordinary, aid and assistance in situations, they would not spread that. Rather, they would keep this between them and their Lord. They would keep this between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping that it would come and increase, and it would be more. They wouldn't tell the people about it, bragging, oh, this happened to me and that happened to me. Even in the time, some of the people, they claim that who is a wali, they see a man, he walks on the water. Oh, he's from the awliya of Allah. Or they will see a man flying in the air. This is not something new. We see like the people they have today, they have people flying in the air. The magicians, claiming that they're magicians, na'udhu billah, saying that he can fly in the air. And they'll show him on the screen, and he's between buildings and the likes like this. This is not something new. Rather, from the days of old, they were claiming this. And they're seeking, and this is real, they seek aid in the jinn. And they worship the shayateen. And the shayateen, they aid them and support them, and make their magic and their tricks work, and by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to test the people. But because of this, Imam Shafi'i mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ الرَّجُلَ يَمْشِي عَلَى الْمَاءِ أَوْ يَطِيرُ فِي الْهَوَىٰ فَلَا تَقْتَرُوا بِهِ حَتَّى تَعْرِضُوا أَمْرَهُ عَلَى الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ He said, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if you see a man walking on the water, even in recent history, there was a man in Senegal, they claimed that he could walk on the water. Huh? And they seen that he would throw his, I heard some brothers tell me about this, and they would throw out his, the sijada, and he would stand and pray on the water. Naam? And they have some followers of this particular sect. Naam, this is something Imam Shafi'i is telling us how to deal with people like this. If you see somebody who's walking on the water, truly you see it, or somebody flying in the air, and then, for example, he's claiming he's the wali, he can do this, Allah is aiding me, Allah is helping me, I have support and help from Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at me, I'm flying. Follow me. Like this, if this is the case, what did he say? He said, do not be deceived by him until you present his affair to the book in the sunnah. This is the case. Because maybe he can fly in the air. This doesn't indicate that he's a wali. And maybe he's the wali of shaitan, and the shayateen are aiding him and supporting him to be a means to deter the people and to trick them and deceive them and cause them to fall into shirk. And the likes like this. Now, this is the case. Al-Imam al-Auza'i, likewise, he mentioned with regards to the innovators. And these people who make this claim, this is an innovation, a major innovation, claiming that they're the awliya and that they're the wali. And even some of them, they will tell their people that if you're having trouble or if you're in distress, call on my name. Call on my name. I know people who have told me personally that they're when they are younger, as Muslims, they are raised in particular countries, and their family was involved with the Sufiya. And they would have a sheikh that would come to their personal sheikh would come to their family. And they trusted him, and they were ignorant at this time, and this is widespread in their land. But somebody who, alhamdulillah, Allah guided them to later come to the straight path. Mention this directly to me, that whenever they got ready to travel, that he told them that if you have any trouble or distress, you call on my name. Call on me by my name. A'udhu billah. This is major shirk. Call on me. Never don't call on Allah as well. Call on me. By my name. The Shaykh, he's a man alive in our days. A'udhu billah. Naam? But the people without knowledge, they can be deceived by them. So it's been narrated from Al-Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in 157. He said, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ مَنْ إِبْتَدَعَ بِدْعَةً زَيِّنَ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ التَّنَسُّكَ وَالْعِبَادَةِ وَأَلْقَى عَلَيْهِ الْخُشُوعَ وَالْبُكَاءَ كَيْ يَصْطَادُ بِهِ. Subhanallah. Naam, Al-Awza'i, he mentioned he died in 157. This is a long time ago. So these affairs have been known. He said, it has reached me that anyone who innovates an innovation in the deen, then shaytan would adorn him, would decorate him with acts of worship, and make him start to love to worship a lot in front of the people, and the people will see him as somebody who is worshiping, a devout worshiper. And then Allah, then shaytan will cast on him humbleness and he crying and the like this as a means to trick the people by way of him. And to trap them and to drag them in. In a case like this, it's been mentioned that one of the scholars of the Mu'tazila, he told in the early days, I forget his name now, Sheikh Abdul Razak, likewise, he mentioned this story more than once. Hafizullah ta'ala, he told his student, if you go to the masjid, don't speak to anybody. You just stay in the masjid and sit against the pillar for 1 year. Go to the masjid and just pray and stay in the masjid for 1 year. After that, start calling. After that, start calling. So at first when he comes to the town, the people, they don't know him. And then for after 1 year, they see him. He's praying in the masjid every day. He's always a person of the masjid. And after they trust him and they rely upon him, after that, he starts to mention his innovation and call them into his misguidance and the likes like this. And they have tricks and they have traps. And they don't call with clarity and directly. As mentioned in the previous principle, what is the best thing that they have? The best thing that these misguided callers have? Labsul haqqi bil batil. Mixing up the truth with the falsehood. Mixing up the truth with the falsehood. Making people think he's a devout worshiper, he's a pious, rajul and salih. He's always praying and the likes like this, and then his intention is to misguide them and to mislead them, to call them to innovation and away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So understanding the knowledge and understanding who the awliya are, this is very, very important. So we see in this verse, the very first sign of a true wali of Allah azza wa jal is that he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned with regards to this verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. A beautiful statement, a very beneficial statement. Rahimahullah ta'ala, if you love Allah, then follow me. The ulama, some of the ulama, they have called this verse here ayatul imtihan, or ayatul mihna. This is the verse of the test, testing the people. It's been mentioned by Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala that there were people who claimed they love Allah azza wa jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried them with this verse. Even the people from the previous books, they had this claim. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the children of Allah and His most beloved ones. And His beloved ones claiming that they're from the awliya, the ones whom Allah loves. The one whom Allah loves, he is a wali. This is the case. Claiming this, they had this claim. So then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He tested the people. And this is the sign that one can test himself and others. Likewise, by way of this, following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, هذه الآية الكريمة حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله وليس هو على الطريقة المحمدية فإنه كاذب في دعواه في نفس الأمر حتى يتبع الشرع المحمدي والدين النبوي فجميع أقواله وأحواله. Now he says rahimahullah ta'ala that this noble verse, this is a judge. This verse is judging upon everyone who claims they love Allah. And he is not upon the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if that's the case, then he is lying at the same time. He's lying. Claiming this, he's lying. Until he follows the legislation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen in all of his speech and all of his affairs. And all of his affairs. This is the case. He says, كَمَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. He mentioned the verse of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It has come authentically on him صلى الله عليه وسلم that whoever does a deed that is not in accordance with our affair, then it will be rejected. Then it will be rejected. Now, if Allah loves the individual, then He will accept his deeds. This is from the result of the love of Allah for His servant, that He will accept from him even a few of his deeds, and forgive and pardon him for much of his sins. The one whom Allah loves truly, and he's from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will accept from him al-yasir min al-a'mal. He will accept from him a few deeds. He will accept all of this from him, and make it grow, and reward him in multiplication, and likewise he will forgive and pardon him for much of his sins. But as for the one who opposes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what happens to his deeds? They're not accepted, rather they are rejected. Naam, he said, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهَ أَيَحْسُرُ لَكُمْ فَوْقَ مَا طَلَبْتُمْ مِنْ مَحَبَّتِكُمْ إِيَّاهُ وَهُوَ مَحَبَّتُهُ إِيَّاكُمْ. Meaning that if you say, if you love Allah, then follow me, then Allah will love you. Meaning at this time, you will obtain more than what you sought. Claiming that you love Allah, you will attain more than that and greater than that, and that is that then Allah will love you. Then Allah will love you. He says, وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِ. And that's greater than the first. Which one is greater? That one, even if he's true, that one loves Allah, that Allah loves him. Even much greater that Allah loves him. Even somebody who he really loves Allah, even greater than that, Allah loving him. Allah loving him. And then it, because it's from the Allah's love for him that he was allowed and given the success to love him truly and to follow him truly. Allahu Akbar. So then he said, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Ibn Kathir, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he says, كَمَا قَالَ بَعْضُ الْحُكَمَاءَ الْعُلَمَاءَ. Just as some of the wise scholars have mentioned, and this is a very important narration that he's mentioning here. لَيْسَ الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحِبْ وَإِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحَبْ. If we can, the brothers who know Arabic, it's easy for them to memorize. If they did not already memorize this, try to memorize this. And other brothers likewise who don't, try to memorize this. لَيْسَ الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحِبْ وَإِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحَبْ. He said, what is not important, the real concern, the main affair is not that you love, but rather that you are loved. And this is the reality. Because everybody can claim, and every Muslim will claim that. And as preceded, every Muslim has the portion of this love, no doubt. He loves Allah. But then the people are varying in ranks in that love of Allah Azza wa Jal. They're varying in ranks in that love. And the signs here, the author is mentioning the signs for us in these verses. From the first of them, following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the daytime and in the nighttime. And at home and with the family. And with the friends and with the companions, with the believers and with the disbelievers, at the work and in the masjid, all the time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with clarification how to eat your food, for us how to eat our food. Are we following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this? And in dealing with our family, and dealing with our children, everything, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has come with clarification. This verse is hakima alayna. So we can choose, we can look at ourselves and look into our situation and then strive to. If we have good, we say Alhamdulillah and strive to continue. And then likewise, look for any deficiency and strive to rectify that. This is a sign of the one who truly has obtained the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a sign for this, following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, وَمِنْ أَعْظَمْ, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, what has come, وَمِنْ أَعْظَمْ alamat. من أعظم علامة على الصلاح وعلى الولاية والمحبة. From the greatest sign, from the greatest of the signs that one is a wali and he has the wilaya of Allah and that he is rectified and he's upright, الصلاة. الصلاة. Salat is, the affair of the Salat is amazing how it was legislated. And its status and rank in the deen. وَبَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is the dividing. الْأَحَدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمَ الصَّلَاةِ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, I've heard Sheikh Abdul Razak, likewise his father Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, hafidhahum Allah ta'ala, they mentioned that the salat is the mizan al yawmi, and you can know somebody by the salat. As for example, the other issues of the deen, you can't. In one day, by way of the salat, you can know who he is. You can know who, if you hang out with him for one day. An individual can use the salat as a scale to measure him and his status and his rank in the deen. Like this one day, from the morning to the evening. As for the zakat and the hajj and the likes like this, you're not able to measure somebody and to understand them and know them like this. But with the salat, you can, one day. If he's somebody who's reminding you at Fajr, let's go, it's time to pray. If they're close to the masjid, they rush to the masjid. If not, they pray on time in the home. And the likes like this, if they're further away from a masjid, whenever the dhuhr time comes and they're busy at work, what does he do? He's reminding himself and he's reminding the other that he's preparing for salah. This is something that is important in his life. And it shows in his conduct, in his manners. And so in one day you can see, as if you're with him, and the time for dhuhr comes, and the time for dhuhr is going, and you're waiting, and he keeps working, doing this, and then maybe you mention to him, we have time still like this, delaying. Then you can see this person, the status of this individual and his rank in the deen. From the greatest things that the Prophet ﷺ was upon in his sunnah was establishing a salat. Establishing a salat. Even until the end of his life, ﷺ establishing salat. The last things that he did in his life, he was carried out on the arms of two men in weakness, ﷺ, to pray with his companions. To pray with his companion, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To pray with his companion, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the salat is an amazing affair and a sign of rectification and a sign that a person is from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As for those who claim that they're from the awliya, or somebody claims that an individual is from the awliya and then he doesn't pray, na'udhu billah. Na'udhu billah. Now, here it's been mentioned, this is in Sirah Alam al-Nubala by Al-Hafidh al-Dhahabi. He mentioned, Rahim Allah Ta'ala, he says the narration from Abi al-Aliya, from the Tabi'een. Listen to his story, this is his situation. He's a narrator of hadith. He says, كُنْتُ أَرْحَلُ إِلَى الرَّجُلِ مَسِيرَةَ أَيَّامٍ لِأَسْمَعَ مِنْهُ. He said, I used to travel the distance of several days in order to listen to him, to take narrations, and to seek knowledge from him. To take narrations from him. Thought everybody with me, huh? He would travel how long? Several days. Masirat ayyam. Several days he would travel for nothing else. To go to seek knowledge. To take narrations. To learn the deen from an individual. He says, فَأَتَثَقَدُ صَلَاتَهُ فَإِنْ وَجَدْتُهُ يُحْسِنُهَا أَقَمْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ أَجِدْهُ يُضَيِّعْهَا رَحَلْتُ وَلَمْ أَسْمَعْ مِنْهُ. He said, I would look and examine his prayer. He's already traveled several days to get there. He's not traveling by plane or by car. Huh? He's traveling a distance that's difficult to travel, several days on foot or on an animal and the likes like this. He says, after I get there, I would check his salat. I would examine his prayer. If I found that he prayed well and he was good with regards to his salat, then I would stay there and take knowledge from him. And if I found that he neglected his salat, then I would leave and not listen to anything he said. I wouldn't take knowledge from him. And he says, وَقُلْتُ هُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعَ. And I would say that if this is the case with his salat, then he is even more negligent with the rest of the affairs. With the rest of the affairs. Now.
Does he mean in terms of praying in its time, or how he prays in terms of following the sunnah in his actual prayer?
Well, Allah Adam probably includes all of this. The time and the manner. If he prayed at the wrong time, or delayed the salat out of its proper time, or then even if he prayed at the right time, but he prayed like this, real fast and pecking, and didn't bow all the way, and didn't, in the lights like this, then he was, this person, he didn't have a good prayer. He didn't have a good prayer. Outwardly, who knows what is in the hearts? But this person, he would judge like this in this manner. And this is just an indication to show the importance, because we're speaking about those who claim to be wali. Those who claim to be wali. So from the most important signs of a true wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise so that we can strive now to any Muslim who wants to be from the awliya. We want to have the wilayah of Allah Azza wa Jal. A person hopes that Allah will give him success to be from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, from these people who Allah loves. We want to Allah to love us. From the means is to preserve the salah. From the means, from the greatest means is preserving the salah. Preserving the salah. And this is a criterion between the true awliya of Allah and those who are not the awliya of Allah. I heard the ulama with this regards mentioning about some students. They are studying from a Sufi sheikh, and they started to come aware and use their brain. And this person was in Hind, and the students would ask him to come pray with them, and he wouldn't pray. And then he would ask him to come pray with them, and they wouldn't pray. And they start wondering, how you don't pray? He said, No, I pray in Mecca. I pray in Mecca. You guys go pray in the masjid. I pray in the Kaaba. So they're like, okay. So they didn't buy this. So they all plot together. They're going to do. They fed him some really hot food, and then locked the doors and went to Salat. And then they waited for some time to come back. And whenever they came back, he is upset. When he needs to, Qur'anukum Allah, use the restroom. So then he's mad. He's like, what took you so long? I'm waiting in here. I have to go. This like this. And they tell him, I thought you went to Mecca. You didn't. You couldn't take care of business whenever you're in Mecca like this. And Allah knows best. But the case is that, no, this is a reality though. There are people that they leave off the salat. There are people that leave and they believe that they have reached a high status. There are people they believe they have reached a high status and they don't have to pray. And they have statements like this, and they try to belittle the people of hadith, even the ulama, the true ulama, and they say you take your deen from the dead people, dead man on dead man, and he haddathani, haddathani, haddathani. And these people are all dead. As for us, then we take our knowledge from al-hayy alladhi la yamut. And they claim that they receive revelation directly, claiming that they receive revelation directly from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the likes like this. So this is from the misguidance. But the point is, barakallahu fikum, that there are signs. There are signs of a person truly being from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from these signs is that they follow, the first sign, they follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. This is the author, he mentioned this verse here to clarify this issue. And then likewise he said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَآيَةٌ فِي سُورَةِ الْمَائِدَةِ وَهِيَ قَوْلُهُ يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ الْآيَةِ. Now he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Ma'idah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who believe, whoever from among you turns back from his religion, al-Islam, Allah will bring a people who He will love, and they will love Him. And then the verse it continues, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Now the verse continues, that Allah will bring a people, O you who believe, whoever from among you turns back from his religion, and he turns back from obedience, turns into disobedience, turns back from his religion entirely, to disbelief, na'udhu billah, or turns away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger, likewise, turning back from the deen of Islam, with regards to his creed or belief, or with regards to his actions and his deeds, then what will happen? Allah will replace them. Allah will bring a people whom He will love, and they will love Him. And He will bring awliya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-ghani. He doesn't need us. He is rich and free of all needs and wants. It is us that we need Him. And He doesn't need our worship. Likewise, He doesn't need us to feed Him. يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ. He is the one who feeds and He is not fed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who feeds and He is not fed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, then Allah will, if the people turn away, oh you who believe, any of the Muslims, if you turn away from your religion, you leave off the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah will bring a people whom He will love, and they will love Him. What are their characteristics? Humble towards the believers, stern towards the disbelievers, fighting in the way of Allah and never fear the blame of the blamers. Fighting in the way of Allah with their soul, first and foremost, in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Jihad in nafs, fighting against their own soul in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, fighting the enemy with their wealth and their property. Fighting likewise with knowledge and with the pen. Fighting with the clarification and defense of the deen. All of this is included. Yujahiduna fi sabilillah. Naam? Yujahiduna fi sabilillah. And then likewise, they never fear the blame of the blamers. They never fear the blame of the blamers. And that is the grace of Allah which He bestows on whom He wills. And Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knower. Al-Imam al-Sidi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has some very beneficial speech with regards to this verse of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu man yartadda minkum an deenihi. O you who believe, whoever turns away from your deen, whoever turns away from your deen. And before we read the statement of Imam Shafi'i, likewise it's been mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jalla, inna Allaha ghaniyun. Excuse me, wallahu al-ghani wa antum al-fuqara. Wallahu al-ghani wa antum al-fuqara. Wa in tatawallaw sayastabdil qawman ghayrakum. Wa in tatawallaw yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. Wa la yakunu amthalakum. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned before, this is not from the statement of Imam Sa'di. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions another verse with regards to this. And those who turn away from his deen, that Allah will replace those people. Naam? So a Muslim should be afraid that he will be replaced. If he is not obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla, this will not harm him whatsoever. His disobedience will not harm Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rather, Allah can bring people who will obey him. He can bring people who will obey him. Naam? And be firm upon his religion. Allah is al-ghani, free of all needs, rich, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are poor. You are poor. Wa antum fuqara. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, and if you turn away, meaning if you turn away from obedience, and if you turn away from Islam, and if you turn away from the deen, then Allah will replace you with people other than you, and they will not be like you. They will not be like you. Now, this is the case. So a Muslim, he will be afraid that he could be replaced. If he does not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will not harm him. This will not harm him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can cause people to accept Islam. Easy. And bring them, and he can guide people who are misguided, and raise their rank and their status, and make them leaders amongst the people. If we do not take charge, and be leaders in our families, in our homes, and in our communities, in our societies, leaders upon piety and righteousness, leaders upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leaders upon knowledge and action, application of the religion of Al-Islam properly and truly. Al-Imam As-Sa'di, he mentioned, رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى وَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا. And he has informed us in this verse that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا مُخْلِصِينَ وَرِجَالٍ صَادِقِينَ قَدْ تَكَفَّلَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ بِهِدَايَتِهِمْ وَوَعَدَ بِالْإِتْيَانِ بِهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ أَكْمَلُ الْخَلْقِ وَأَوْصَافًا وَأَقْوَاهُمْ نُفُوسًا وَأَحْسَنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا وَأَجَلُّ صِفَاتِهِمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he mentioned that verily Allah, and Allah is clarifying in this verse, O you who believe, if you turn back from your religion, then Allah will bring a people who will love Him and He loves them. Allah is clarifying, Imam al-Sa'di, he said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, that verily Allah is clarifying that He has servants that are sincere, and He has men that are truthful. Likewise, women. A lot of times in the text we'll find that the male form is used, but the women is included likewise. There are also women who are sincere. And likewise there are women who are truthful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected. What did He mention about them? قَدْ تَكَفَّلَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ بِهِدَايَتِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a charge of the affair of guiding them in His promise that He will bring them, and that they are the most complete of His people, of the people with regards to having attributes, and they're the strongest souls of the people, and they have the best manners. And from their greatest attribute is that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves them and that they love Him. From their greatest attribute is that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves them and that they love Him. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-Imam al-Sa'di, rahmatullahi alayhi, that the greatest signs, yani the most noble and virtuous of the attributes of the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, those righteous and pious men and women who obey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala truthfully, with sincerity, their greatest attribute and characteristic, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna, that He loves them and that they love Him. Naam, he says, فَإِنَّ مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ لِلْعَبْدِ هِيَ أَجَلُّ نِعْمَةٍ وَأَنْعَمَ بِهَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَفْضَلُ فَضِيلَةٍ تَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَيْهِ. That the fact that Allah will love a servant, this is the greatest and most noble blessing that Allah will give him. And this is the best virtue that Allah will bestow upon him by His grace. He says, وَإِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا, and if Allah loves the servant, يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ الْأَسْبَابِ, He will make all of the means easy for him. وَهَوَّنَ عَلَيْهِ كُلَّ عَسِيرٍ, and He will make everything that's difficult simple for him to achieve. وَوَفَّقَهُ لِفِعْلِ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَرْكِ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ, and He will give him success to do the good and to stay away from the evil. Naam? So if a person, he were to see these traits in himself and see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has taken him and that Allah has made it easy for him to be guided. And if we see people, for example, somebody who has lived in misguidance before, and then he's seen that if he looks back in his situation and the trials that he went through, and really it was, if you ponder over how difficult it was, but then how Allah made it easy for him to come into these certain situations and to meet certain individuals, and then by this way Allah had made it means for him to be guided, and then how easy it was for him to accept that, and that Allah made the asbab easy for him to have hidayah, then you say, Allahu Akbar, this is a sign that Allah loves him or her. And Allah made it easy for him, everything that is difficult. Some things maybe seem like it's impossible, especially for the brothers or sisters who are new Muslims. They think it's impossible to leave off the things that they used to do, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for them. Or people who used to be engulfed in sins, smoking, addicted to drugs, like this. Maybe he's born Muslim, but he's tried by this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided his heart and made it easy for him to leave it. This is a sign that he has a wilayah. And this is a sign that Allah loves him. That Allah loves him. Allahu Akbar. Made it easy for him to leave off the good. Made it easy for him to ask, astaghfirullah. Made it easy for him to perform the good. And made it easy for him to leave off the evil. This is a sign that Allah loves him. This is a sign that Allah loves him. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَأَقْبَلَ وَأَقْبَلَ اللَّهِ, يعني Allah عز وجل, وَأَقْبَلَ بِكُلُوبِ عِبَادِهِ إِلَيْهِ بِالْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْوِدَادِ. He said, and then he takes the hearts and he directs them to him with love. And he makes the hearts of the servants love him and are fond of him. Naam, this is from the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now he's mentioning the signs of this and what this necessitates, if this is true. Because it's easy to claim. He says, وَمَنْ لَوَازِمِ مَحَبَّةِ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ أَنَّهُ لَبُدَّ أَنْ يَتَصِفَ بِمُتَابَعَةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And from that which is what is necessitated by the true love of the servant for his Lord, and the one who truly loves Allah Azza wa Jal, what does this mean? That he must be described with following the messenger. Like this is his attribute. He is his attribute. He's a person of the sunnah, outward and inwardly, in public and in private. He says, ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا فِي الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَفْعَالِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ, in all of his situations, in his speech and in his statement. He's a person of the sunnah. This is the case. This is a sign that he's sincere in his love for Allah, and this is a sign that Allah loves him. Following the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, and he mentioned a verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. He says, كَمَا أَنَّ مِن لَوَازِمِ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ أَن يُكْثِرَ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْفَرَائِضِ وَالنَّوَافِلِ. And likewise, from what is necessitated by the true love of Allah, and a person who truly loves Allah, is that he will increase in abundance seeking nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal by way of the obligatory actions and also the non-obligatory actions. And he is a person of worship, يتقرب إلى الله عز وجل, with the acts that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَمِنْ لَوَازِمِ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ مَعْرِفَتُهُ تَعَالَى. He says, and from the love of Allah necessitates, if a person truly loves Allah, this means that he knows Allah. معرفته, لله تعالى. That he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْإِكْثَارُ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ. And that he mentions him a lot. وَالْإِكْثَارُ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ. فَإِنَّ الْمَحَبَّةَ بِدُونِ مَعْرِفَةٍ بِاللَّهِ نَاقِصَةٌ جِدًّا بَلْ غَيْرُ مَوْجُودًا. He said, because love, claiming love without knowing who Allah is, this is deficiency. This is a great deficiency. Rather, this love is not even present. And he said that to have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is to learn about who He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to learn His names and His attributes, and to learn about His actions, and to read about Him in His book, and what He has informed us in His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will bring the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam? This will bring the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who truly loves Allah, he knows Him by His names and His attributes. He knows Him by His actions. He has that tawheed al-ilmi. And this brings about the tawheed al-amali. Tawheed al-amali. Naam? He says, أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ وَإِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا قَابِلَ مِنْهُ الْيَسِيرُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ وَغَفَرَ لَهُ الْكَثِيرُ مِنَ الزَّلَلِ. Allahu Akbar. He said, and if Allah loves the servant, then He will accept the few deeds that he has, and He will forgive much of his mistakes. Much of his mistakes. Naam? Every day, we are striving to please Allah, but even though we're in our deficiency, we continue to sin, and our sins are going up to Him, and His mercy is coming down to us. Naam? So, but if a person, he is sincere, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the few good deeds that he has. And he will forgive all of these mistakes and errors that he has made. And this is from the virtue of having the love of Allah. And this shows in following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَمِن صِفَاتِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For also from the attributes of these people whom Allah loves, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. That they are humble towards the believers, and that they are stern towards the disbelievers. They are humble towards the believers, meaning they love them, and they have mercy on them, and they're kind to them, and they want good for them, and they hope good for them, and they're gentle to them, and they have advice for them. They don't want bad for them. Rather, they want all harm to be removed from them, and they would fear and dread to ever bring harm to a believer. Why? Because this is their traits. The traits of the one whom Allah loves. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, this is the trait. They're humble towards the believers. They don't ever want to bring any harm in the heart of a believer, or to the body of a believer. This is not the way of the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. The true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This is another attribute that they have. Fighting in the way of Allah with their wealth and with their property, with their money, and with their knowledge and with their hearts. Fighting in the cause of Allah. He mentioned likewise from their traits, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. And he making it very clear why the author, he mentioned this verse. These are the traits of the awliya. As we mentioned, important to understand the sifat of the people. From their sifat, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They're not afraid of the blame of the blamers. Naam, Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he mentioned, رَحِيمَهَ بَلْ يُقَدِّمُونَ رِضَى رَبِّهِمْ وَالْخَوْفَ مِنْ لَوْمِهِ عَلَى لَوْمِ الْمَخْلُقِينَ. That rather, they're not afraid of the blame of the blamers. Rather, they put forth and give preference the pleasure of their Lord and the fear of His blame. Of Him blaming them before the blame of the people. If the people blame Him, if the people blame them, no problem. As long as they're not blamed by Allah Azza wa Jal. As long as they're not held accountable for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the people can blame them. The big ones and the small ones. As long as they know that their Lord is pleased with them. This is the case of the awliya. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى قُوَّةِ هِمَمِهِمْ وَعَزَائِمِهِمْ فَإِنَّ ضَعِيفَ الْقَلْبِ ضَعِيفُ الْهِمَّةِ. ضعيف الهمة تتنقض عزيمته عند لوم اللائمين. نعم. He says رحمه الله تعالى, because the one who has this is indication they're able to prefer the pleasure of Allah and not be worried about the blame of the people. Rather, they're worried about the being blamed by Allah Azza wa Jal for acts of disobedience. This is because of the strength of their concern and their zeal and their desire to be obedient. He said, because the one who has a weak heart, then he has a weak desire and a care and concern. And his determination, it falls apart whenever the people blame him. And because he's not sincere, he has a weakness in his sincerity. So instead of being sincere, purely hoping for the pleasure of Allah and fearing the blame of Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever the people start to blame him, he falls apart and his determination becomes weak and he gives in a little bit. And people are different. Naam? He says, وَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ تَعَبُّدٌ. And this person right here that fears, and this is an important point that he's mentioning, this is because the one who truly loves Allah Azza wa Jalla, then his heart is all for Allah. Naam? He says, وَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ تَعَبُّدٌ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِحَسْبِ مَا فِيهَا مِنْ مُرَاعَاتِ الْخَلْقِ وَتَقْدِيمِ رِضَاهُمْ وَلَوْمِهِمْ عَلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He said, because in their hearts they have some servitude and worship for other than Allah. The one who fears the blame of the people over the blame of Allah Azza wa Jal, and prefers the pleasure of the people over the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, or at the price of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Imam Masjid, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that they have in their hearts servitude, worship for other than Allah, according to the amount that they give to the pleasure and to the blame over the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Over the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, فَلَا يَسْلَمُ الْقَلْبُ مِنَ التَّعَبُدِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى لَا يَخَافَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the heart will never be safe from having servitude and worship for other than Allah, and a portion of that, until he does not fear the blame of the blamers with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he's not afraid of being blamed, as long as he knows he's upon the truth, and what he knows is the truth, and that this is what he's upon, and he speaks with that, and he clarifies that, and he strives to be upon that in the best way, then all of the people can blame him. And if not, and if he observes the people and their blame for him or their pleasure for him, then this is a weakness in his iman. And this is giving some of the worship that is the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah closed this verse. أَكْرَمُكُمْ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَزَادِكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is the virtue of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He gives it to whom He wills. This is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He bestows it upon whom He wills. This is an indication that all of these great attributes that have been mentioned previously, that Allah has described, these awliya and those whom Allah loves, that Allah promised He will bring them, people that He loves them and they love Him, and that these are their attributes, these lofty attributes and characteristics, manners and traits, this is not from them. This is too, and Allah is praising all of them, praising them and praising their traits, and then in the end He's mentioning this, that this is from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that they wouldn't become arrogant or boastful, or they wouldn't be bragging and the likes like this. Rather, this is from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. ذَلِكَ فَضُّ اللَّهِ يُتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is from the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the servant. So we see that the true wali is the one who is striving to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.